good morning and happy new year, Radius White. No. Is anybody excited about the new year? Come on, make some noise. This is second service. Wake up. There we go. It is officially 2025, and would you agree that we should make the most out of every opportunity? Yeah, I bet you would agree. We would all agree. But the question is, how do we do that? For many of us, we're going to go and just kind of go back to work and school and raising our kids, doing the same old, day in and day out, like, and expecting different results. How many know that's the definition of insanity? Right? Can't do that. We all want to see something different. We all want to have better results in the new year. We all want to be financially independent. We all want to get that promotion at that job. We all want to have that family that looks like they have it all together, at least on social media, right? Come on, just being real. But how do we do that? Well, I believe that it all begins by learning to make the most out of every opportunity. That sounds simple, right? I actually believe that that is the defining statement for 2025. I believe it's the defining statement that you need to write down, carry with you. Let it guide your thoughts in the new year. Listen to the Apostle Paul and what he offers here in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. This is what it says. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the most out of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know, as I was writing this sermon, I could not help but to think of two very distinct songs in our culture. And because it's my job as your pastor to try to relate to as many people as I can, very much like the Apostle Paul, Jim, right? It is my calling to become all things to all people for the sake that some might be saved. I'll share both of them with you this morning. The first one, this gentleman wrote a song entitled Lose Yourself. Some of you are thinking, maybe I know that song. My Michiganders back there, think hard, right? Because this comes from the artist Eminem. Somebody knew it back here. Yeah, it did. Now, others of you in here are like, I can't even believe he brought him up on stage. Like, it's going to be okay. It's a new year, right? You're going to, if you're upset with me, you'll get over it. Look, for everyone else in the room this morning, if you know the lyrics of that song, maybe you can help me out, right? What's he say at the very beginning? Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity, right, to seize everything you ever wanted in the moment, would you capture it or would you let it slip? Hey, just a question. Now, for all of you in the room that for all of you in the room that were like, man, I don't know if I even know who that guy is. Well, I want to have a balanced approach. So for all my nerds, I love you. Maybe you have seen the musical Hamilton. If you haven't seen that, it's on Netflix. It's pretty good. It is family friendly. It's a musical, and it has a bunch of hip-hop and R&B. It has a lot of theater show tunes. It's pretty cool. It's a story about Hamilton and his influence during the American Revolution. It offers a detailed explanation of how really he started from nothing and became one of our founding fathers. And there's a song in this musical that he sings over and over again. Not gonna miss my shot, right? If you know that musical, you know that song. And probably that song is more appropriate, at least to play here in church. So, AV team, help me out. One opportunity, one shot, right? A one-time chance to do something special. Somebody said amen there. I don't know who it was in the back. Appreciate the support. Listen, I'm here to tell you this morning that God gives you one life. God gives you one short opportunity called life, and he wants you to make the most of it. Matter of fact, I think he wants to do more than just allow you to make the most of it. I think he wants to be part of that process. As we begin this transition from 2024 to 2025, there's some real natural tendencies to reevaluate our lives, to reevaluate our priorities, to reevaluate your goals. And I believe that God wants you to make the most out of every opportunity that he gives you. So if you have your Bibles or that Bible app, open it up with me again to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. I want to reread this. I want to look at these verses a little bit closer with you. That's what it says. Be very careful then how you are to live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity. Right there. Highlight that. Right? Underline that. Whatever you've got to do. Hold on to that statement. Continues and says, because the days are evil. Man, anybody disagree with that statement? Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the Lord's will, what the Lord's will is. Verse 15, in the original language of this text, it probably would read more like this. See to it that you live carefully. See to it that you walk carefully. But what does that mean? What does it mean to walk or to live carefully? Well, once again, as your pastor, it is my responsibility to reach across cultural divides. And so then this next illustration is for all my cat lovers in the room. If you're a cat lover, can I see your hand? Okay, we got a few. Yeah, right? There's two types of people in this world, right? There's cat lovers, right? And there's dog lovers. Amen. Okay, for all my dog people in the room, I'm going to start with this. I just got to. It's a brand new year, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't slip in a few dad jokes. So for my dog lovers, what do you get when you cross a dog in a calculator? A friend you can count on. Come on. All right, if you didn't like that one, what about this? Why didn't the dog play football? Because he was a boxer. And my absolute favorite right here is, why did the dachshund, why did he want to sit in the shade? Because he was a hot dog. All right, I got to be fair, right? So for my cat people in the room, what do you call a bunch of dead cats on the side of the road? Litter. Oh, I'm getting some open mouths. Getting some looks here. Getting some looks. Where does a dead cat go? Purgatory. All right, was that too harsh? Look, I'm sorry. By now, if you didn't realize it, I am a dog person, right? I love my dogs. But not everyone in my family is a dog person. Matter of fact, Melody is a cat person. She loves her cat. Can we show a picture of Butter? Look at Butter. Oh, he's always getting in trouble. Right? He is a rescue from this place. He was dropped off at the gym one morning, and Melody would not let him go. We had no choice but to bring him home. And although I really don't care for cats too much, I believe you can learn something from everything. And so as I was watching Melody's cat, I began to notice that when a cat walks, it walks carefully. Like every step it takes with precision. Have you ever noticed that? Right? And it's really a good example to all of us of what it means to walk or to live carefully in our life. You cannot and you should not go through a single life carelessly. Right? All of us need to take every step with precision. Now, that doesn't mean that you should walk around and live a scared life. Or to avoid any type of risk. Like when I watch Butter, that is so far from the truth. Like he zooms around and he jumps up and he's down and he's all over the place. But he does it with precision, right? Considering every step. And that's exactly what the author of Ephesians is telling us. That's exactly how he's telling us that's the way we ought to live our life. We should live it in such a way that it is careful and it is with precision, not just barreling through our decisions like it doesn't matter, or our choices like they don't have any consequences. That's exactly why the scriptures tells us to be careful, right? Be careful how you live, not as unwise but as wise. An unwise person walks through everyday life with no concern for God. To simply live your life in a way that you just do what you want with no concern for God, that's foolish, right? It's dumb. It's unwise. Now, the way to live a careful life is to make the most out of every opportunity, to take advantage of every opportunity that the Lord lays in front of you. But our time here is short, isn't it? Matter of fact, that's exactly what the word tells us. It describes our life like a vapor. Like a mist, here today and gone tomorrow. Man, can I just tell you, I have really been feeling that lately. Laura and I, we just celebrated 27 years of being married. Yeah, I think that's a pretty big deal. Thank you. I look at my girls and I'm like, man, I cannot believe they are beginning to be ready to step out, you know, into their own life. I was in the military for over 20 years and now I'm retired. And it feels like just yesterday I graduated from basic training. Life is flying by. And it really does not matter what your age is in this room. The truth is, from time to time, we all need to refocus. Right? We need to take some time and look at those things in our life and really ask that question, are we making the most out of every opportunity? For the next few minutes, what I like to do is to use these three verses in Ephesians kind of like a filter. We're going to zoom in and we're going to look at the scripture and we're going to compare it to five areas or five categories in our life. And we're going to use it as a tool. It's a tool that we commonly use here at Radius. We call the five F's. And I want you to use these five F's as a way to individually and as a family to identify some goals in the new year. So if you're ready, say I'm ready. It's the second service. If you're ready, say I'm ready. Okay, here we go. We're going to move quickly. So if you're taking notes, be ready. Let's look at the first F. We want to live life carefully, making most of every opportunity, understanding what God wants in the area of our finances. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 and 10 says this in the CSB. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation, a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And by craving it, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Now, I'll just give you a second to grapple with that. That's pretty heavy. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says this, you cannot serve both God and money. You know what I wish the Bible said? I wish it said something like, you can love God and you can love money. That it's fine, that it's okay. You can serve God and you can serve money at the same time. There's room for both. But that's not what it says. Matter of fact, it is the opposite of what it says. It says that you can love one, but you're going to hate the other. And so at the beginning of the year, this is a great time to go back and look at your checkbook or your online statements. Why? Because it's really a good indicator of where your heart was in 2024. It's a great indicator to see what you really cared about or what you valued during this last year. My question to you this morning is, are you willing to evaluate your finances and look to see if there's anything there that you need to adjust? As I just recently retired, Laura and I, we are reevaluating our finances. And can I tell you that as we're doing that, we're realizing that there are some real opportunities that we are missing to be generous? How about you and your family? How can you live more carefully and make the most out of every opportunity? Number two, we want to live carefully, making the most out of every opportunity and understanding what God's will is in the area of our friendships. Well, if I'm going to ask that, I've got to be straightforward. I've got to ask the question, do you even have friends? That's a tough question, because the reality is, the truth is that somewhere around 40 to 50% of Americans report that they are lonely. That means that there are people right here in this room. There are people right here in your radius that needs you. And you need them. And that's one of the reasons that we push small groups here at Radius. We push it hard because we believe that life is difficult and it's hard. And you shouldn't do it alone. Matter of fact, the Christian life was never meant to be done alone. You need good friends. And to have good friends means that you have to take action. The Bible tells us that if you want to have friends, you've got to be friendly. You've got to be willing to get out of your comfort zone. And small groups just make it easy for you. This time of year, January, we've got a brand new semester getting ready to kick off. All you got to do is, before you even leave this morning, is go back there, scan that QR code, find a small group, almost one, almost every day of the week here. Sign up. Try it out. All right? What are you waiting for? Let's continue to look at Scripture in this area of friendship. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this: bad company corrupts good character. Man, that's simple and that's straightforward. We know it to be true. So often we don't listen to it, though. Are there people in your circle, in your life, that you really ought to avoid in this new coming year? You know what I'm talking about? These are the people that pull you away from God rather than pushing you towards a deeper relationship with Him. Proverbs 27 verse 6 says this: wounds from a friend are better than kisses from an enemy. Do you have a friend in your life that will tell you the truth? Are you willing to be that friend to someone else? You need that person in your life. So very important. Number three, the third F is family. We want to live carefully, making the most out of every opportunity in the area of our family. So what does your family look like? What does the dinner table look like? What does family time look like in your life? It's really interesting to me that past these three verses in Ephesians, the next topic is going to talk about our roles in the family as husband and a wife, or being a parent and a child. So maybe we need to stop and do some self-reflection right there on our family roles. Am I being the husband that God has called me to be? Am I being the wife that God is calling me to be? In the area of parenting, have I slacked up on some discipline? Or am I just wasting time that would be better served spending it with my kids? If there are extended family issues, am I really being the light in those situations that Jesus calls me to be? Fourth F, fitness. We want to live carefully, making the most out of every opportunity in the areas of fitness. We know this, if you're a Christian or not. This is probably the biggest New Year's resolution: people going to the gym. Right. Did you realize that it's actually scriptural? 1 Timothy verses 4 and 8 says this: physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. You realize what God says is good is actually good. And he calls physical training and he calls physical fitness good. And it makes sense, don't it? I mean, after all, if you believe that God created you, it would only make sense that we ought to take care of our bodies. And we ought to work out. We ought to eat healthy. We ought to have a balance between work and rest in our life. I know that's something I'm constantly working on in my own life. What is the area that you are working on in 2025 in your life? I don't want to forget about fun. I mean, for some of us, we need to be reminded to have fun. Life is hard. It's difficult. I've already said that. So listen, from time to time, we've got to schedule and have some fun in our life. The fifth F is faith. We want to live life carefully, making the most out of every opportunity and understanding what God's will is in the area of our faith. 2025, do you have a goal to have a deeper walk or faith with Him? And I hope you do. But how do you do that? Well, I believe it starts by avoiding those things that rob us of that affection of Jesus in our life. What are those things in our life that get in the way, that hinder us from the love of Jesus? For each one of us, it could be a little bit different. I mean, clearly sin robs us of that affection. And there are people in this room that, you know, are struggling with addiction, drugs, and alcohol, pornography, sexual immorality, anger. All these things will rob you from the affections and the love of Jesus in your life. So what are we to do? Well, it starts with confessing it, repenting of it, fleeing from it. Here's the good news. We can help you. We have resources. We can help you, but you've got to be willing to take the first step. Take a hold of the opportunity and make the best of it. Clearly, we want to avoid these things that rob us from our affections of Jesus in our life. And we want to replace them with those things that stir up those affections for Him. Right? We want to get rid of one and we want to replace it with the other. What are those things? Well, so commonly we would refer to them as the Christian spiritual disciplines in our life. As soon as I said that, many of you just kind of got a little weirded out. Like, that sounds difficult and it's hard, but it really isn't. Like, one of those things for you could simply be getting up 15 minutes earlier in the morning, going out to the porch, the screen-in porch with a cup of coffee, or sitting on your couch and just having that quiet time with God. And that could stir you up and your affections for Him throughout the rest of the day. Some of you, it may be just listening to a good podcast. For others of us, it's going to church. Right? Being here every time the doors are open. For us men, generally speaking, like, we really like to serve. We like to have a mission and a purpose to do, and that in itself stirs up the affection of Jesus in our life. And listen, men, if that's you here, can I just tell you right now, like, we need you. A lot of times I've had people tell me, oh, when I came to church here at Radius, it just seems like you guys have it all together. You don't need me. That's so far from the truth. I appreciate the compliment. But what the scripture says is true, even here at Radius White Knoll, and that is, right, that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. We need you to come alongside, if not on Sunday morning, maybe it's throughout the week, because here at this campus, we've got things going on 7 days a week. If that stirs your affection and your relationship with God, come talk to me. I will find a place to plug you in. For others of us, it may be going to small group. Matter of fact, we have a commonly used nickname for those that I really know that small group stirs their affections with Jesus. I'll see them in multiple groups. We call them groupies. Right? That's okay. Come every day of the week, as often as there's a group, you will be welcome. So what area is it? What area of these five F's that really stuck out to you? Maybe when I brought it up, you kind of even cringed a little bit in your seat. Like, oh, Pastor, I don't know if we want to go there. Maybe that's a good indication that's where you need to start here in the new year. I'm not trying to tackle all five. I'm just asking, could you find one? And I get it. In a world that is constantly asking more and more of us, like some of you are just already feeling overwhelmed and it's like only the fifth day of January. You're like, this is just one more thing I got to put on my list. Can I remind you in the new year, and not just in the new year, but every day God offers new grace and new mercy for the believer? Maybe you need to really sit with that for a while. See, it's not about being perfect. It's not what the Christian life is about. It's about being intentional. It's about being willing to take hold of those opportunities, to take that next step, to do your best. And what I am convinced, if you'll do your best, God will do the rest. So how about it? Are you willing? I pray that you are. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord. We survived yet another year. 2024 is behind us. Now we're looking forward to 2025. We understand that we've got to do our part. We've got to grasp a hold of those opportunities that you divinely place in front of us. It's my prayer, Father, that you would help all of us, help me, not only to identify those opportunities, but to have the courage to take them. God, I'm excited about the new year and what you're going to do. I'm excited to come alongside these great people and do life together for your glory, in Jesus' name. If that's your prayer this morning, can you say amen? Amen, amen and amen. Let's stand and worship.